In a statement released on a militant website, the Al-Qaeda-linked group Brigades of Abdul Azzam says it fired two rockets from Lebanon into Israel last Friday. No one was injured in the attack, but the incident is the fourth across the border this year. The group says the attacks are in retaliation for Israeli crimes against Palestinians. The attacks took place from southern Lebanon when at least two rockets were fired into Israel. The Israeli government retaliated with artillery fire. The group's claim cannot be verified, but U.S.-based SITE Intelligence Group, which surveys jihadist websites, says this is the second video the group posted on a website that features Al-Qaeda content. Cite Intelligence Group senior analyst Adam Raisman.
Their previous message from through Al-Fajr Center was released on July 23rd of this year, and that one was a propaganda video showing their launching or preparation to launch rockets also from southern Lebanon into Israel.
Israel filed a complaint about the attack to the United Nations, and the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he holds the Lebanese government responsible for the attacks. The militant group claiming responsibility says it supports Al-Qaeda. The group's full name, Brigades of Abdul Azzam, Battalions of Zayed Jarrah, derives from Lebanese militant Zayed al-Jarrah. He was one of the 19 hijackers who carried out the September 11th attacks of 2001 in the United States, and he was closely linked to the Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. But Raisman questions the group's genuine affiliation to Al-Qaeda.
This group may try to portray themselves as an Al-Qaeda affiliate group. It distributes to Al-Fajr Center, which does add substance to that link. But they don't call themselves Al-Qaeda in southern Lebanon. They don't call themselves Al-Qaeda in Lebanon. They don't call themselves Al-Qaeda in the land of the Levant. They call themselves the Brigades of Abdul Azzam.
In an Israeli cabinet meeting Sunday, Mr. Netanyahu warned Israel would respond to any repeated attacks with force. And the government, quote, will not hold back when Israeli territory comes under fire. Jessica Devereaux for VOA News in Cairo.